Good evening, everybody. It is 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Southwest Arkansas. Hello, my name is Angela, and I am the founder of Recovery Tools and Challenges podcast. I hope everyone is doing well. I have been doing well. I've had a few changes in my life and doing a few different things, but other than that, I'm doing good. Today we're going to talk about living sober. Tips for newcomers in recovery, basically. Because I know that there are a lot of newcomers, and I remember when I was a newcomer 4 years ago in 2019, and how scary it was, and just a different and unfamiliar road that I knew I was fixing to travel on, and ever since then, I have never looked back. So here are some tips for newcomers. When you're new to recovery, it may feel overwhelming learning how to cope with uncertainty of sober life. You're on a new path now, and things can take time. So go easy on yourself, and remember, recovery is an ongoing journey. Just as you are an individual, your recovery will also be unique. There is no one right path to recovery. By trying different things, you'll learn what works and what to let go of. Here are some tips to help get you started. Find a sponsor. It's tough to do recovery solo, regardless if you decided to attend traditional 12-step meetings, such as AA or NA, or seek out alternatives, including Smart Recovery, Refuge Recovery, or Celebrate Recovery. It's a good idea to find a sponsor or recovery mentor who can help guide you through a specific challenges. Inquire at meetings, oftentimes on the sign-in sheets. Sponsors identify themselves and their availability to sponsor. If you like the way someone is doing their recovery, they may be a good fit as a sponsor. And I'm going to stop right there for a minute because, you know, I quit going to Celebrate Recovery for a little bit. But I will be going back next Thursday because I was having some personal issues. And like I said, I've changed a few things in my life. And so it's been very rough because it has been quite a minute since I've been to a meeting. And, I mean, I have family and friends that I can talk to, and friends in recovery on Facebook, all kinds of recovery friends. But I decided that I do think I need a, because I've done a few things differently in my life. I've kind of let recovery, look, I just wrote this podcast the 25th of February and just now getting around to it because I'm procrastinating. And it's not, yes, I'm still clean and sober, but I was kind of knocking recovery back on the back burner a little bit. And not talking to people about emotions and stuff that's going on in my life. I've had a mental breakdown, which is good because I cried, I released it, and then I talked to my friend about it. So after this all took place and stuff this week, I decided to reach out. and I'm gonna reach out again tonight, and I'm trying to find a sponsor, somebody who can keep me accountable and persistent, because if I'm not persistent, and I see I'm not pushing myself hard enough, so I need someone to talk to on a regular that I have, hey, this, I have to be more consistent in my recovery. If not, anything can happen. A relapse, as you all know, or if you have are on my Facebook page, my grandmother is 89 years old, and it's been a minute since I've seen her. I did talk to her a little while ago and talked to her. She's in bad health, losing her memory. And today my mom called just a little while ago to let me know she's got COVID. So, and they're having to travel to like a different town, and I'm not even sure how far the town is from where my grandmother is to just go get this specific kind of COVID medicine for her. So, days like this, moments like this, that's why I decided to do a podcast. And then here later on in my Scat Boyd's group was an addict where I'm admin, I'll be doing a just for today reading because it's been stressful, so I'm putting more and more recovery back into my life. So, a sponsor I do think is a good idea. And like I said, as I'm speaking, I will be trying to find me a sponsor as well. I know I need one. And my heart knows I need one. Here's the next tip. Make you a priority. And that you is in all caps. It's crucial to make yourself and your sobriety a priority. This means that saying yes to sobriety on a daily basis will require saying no to other things. You may need to reprioritize your life. This could include making time for meetings and self-care, and learning to say no to others without feeling guilty. Let me stop right there. That's a big one. And I'm probably sure for a lot of us empaths and soft-hearted people, and that's a real big problem. And I still have a problem with that. And it's been pointed out to me more and more to say no. Because I got sick with a tooth infection a couple weeks ago. For about a week and a half, it kept me down. I went and got antibiotics, and then, like, right after I come off the antibiotics, I ended up getting a bad cold. So, where I'm going with this is I wasn't taking care of myself. I kept overdoing it and not saying no to certain things and to certain people. So you have got to make yourself, your health, and everything a priority. Putting your needs first does not make you a selfish person. Your friends and family may need time adjusting to the new you. And that's okay. You will not be able to please everyone. Learn how others are doing it in the sober recovery forums, or listen to a recovery podcast for inspiration. And please listen to this podcast. There's Hard Knocks Talks podcast. There's One Day at a Time podcast. There's several podcasts I really like out there that I do listen to. Always make you a priority, no matter what. If you're not happy, then what's the point? Accept change. One thing that is certain in recovery is things will change. making new friends and trying new things may feel awkward at times. You will need to adjust to those new feelings, learning to just sit with your feelings. De-stress tolerance instead of using may seem foreign at first. Something that helped me tremendously in the beginning was repeating the first line of the Serenity Prayer. And actually, 4 years ago, I learned it by heart, and still to this day, I at least say it 2, 3 times a day. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Acceptance becomes easier when you realize that many things are simply out of your control. Finding peace and acceptance is a powerful step towards long-term growth and recovery. Try a new hobby. Find something that you enjoy doing. You can also meet new sober friends while learning to have fun in a healthy way. Me, I like to read. I don't really have time to do anything else, but reading. Since I got sober and got my own place here in town, and I'm finally settled, reading has been a favorite of mine. I used to read when I was a little girl. I was excelled in reading. And now I get to read again with a sober, clean mind. Redefine weekends. Here's a big one. Weekends can be a trigger for relapse. My weekends used to mean partying, followed by trying to place together the night before with friends over Sunday brunch. Who needed a ride to their car? Who needed an alibi? What really happened? Those are some of the questions we asked ourselves back in the day, all the time. Now, my weekends are much different now. My weekends are for family and relaxation. I had to learn just staying in and watching a movie. Going to weekend meetings helped me abstain from using. Taking naps or curling up with a good book was a welcome change after a hectic week. As time passed, I didn't miss the weekend partying or the damage control that always followed. You will find healthy ways to redefine the weekends. It's a great time to practice self-care or sometimes just do nothing. Learning to enjoy your own company or rediscover a creative passion will help you to get to know yourself better. And I know a lot of people who have found writing, painting, stuff like that, pottery, stuff like crafts and stuff, sewing, that you didn't think you really enjoyed doing while you were in addiction, but you come to find out the new you has found a new interest in one of these hobbies. Okay, find yourself again. A friend of mine's boyfriend asked her one day, why did she write when she was only high? She didn't know how to answer him. Now she understands it was because she believed it necessary to be high to produce anything meaningful. She thought that anything she wrote sober cannot have possibly mattered to anyone. She, quote unquote, needed to be high to to feel that she was quote unquote good enough. She had recently read some of that writing she did under the influence, and well, let's just say it's probably better no one read it. We are enough, and we do have value to add to the world being sober. What is something you have always wanted to try? What is something you only thought you couldn't do while drunk? What is something you only thought you could do while drunk or high? Them are good questions. Think about them questions. I mean, what is it that you've always wanted to try? Me? I haven't went like, let's say when I worked in Mountain View at the Angler's Resort up in North Arkansas in the Ozarks. I worked on the White River. I never went floating. And like, you go floating in, I guess, tubes. I went canoeing or kayaking. I'm not for sure. I don't know the difference, but I've always wanted to do that. Let's see, what else did I want to do? I don't know. I don't know. You can do anything now that you're free from addiction. Express gratitude. This is a real big one, too. I've noticed I do this all the time because it's like, you're just so grateful for everything. I'm grateful for everything that has been placed in my life that I'm working for. My apartment, me and my son just partnered up and got a car. Gratitude, you can't express it enough. I just can't. Being grateful for what you already have can help put stressful challenges in perspective when they arise. Practicing gratitude daily will attract more things to be grateful for. Sometimes it's difficult to remain positive in life's storms, but gratitude can help. I like to keep a gratitude journal to remind myself of the many things I already have to be grateful for. A grateful heart invites more blessings to flow in. And last tip, but not least, reward yourself. Hey, recovery is hard work. Remember to celebrate your successes. Many people observe their sober anniversaries annually. If this is your first year sober, you can honor every 30, 60, or 90 days. Celebrate other milestones such as your first sober holidays or first time vacationing sober. Celebrate by yourself or with family and friends. Treat yourself to an evening out or take the day off work and relax or go on a new adventure. Remember, you're getting to know yourself again, and there is no right way, quote unquote, to do recovery. Every day sober is a day to celebrate. And that is correct. No matter what, no matter who, no matter where, your recovery is your recovery. Nobody else can work it. Nobody else but you. Always remember that. Everybody is unique. That's why we are made unique. Thank you for listening, and I was really happy to do this one. And I am so glad to be here. March 2nd of this year, I'll hit 4 years and 8 months clean, and I'm truly, truly, truly blessed for everybody and all the love and support I get. Thank you. My name is Angela. from Recovery Tools and Challenges podcast, and please feel free to look me up, Angela Dowling, on Facebook and in the group Was a Addict. Have a great night, and I will talk to y'all soon.